From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The American Farm Bureau Federation recognized 15 farm and ranch women leaders as graduates of its Women's Communication Boot Camp fall session. The intensive four-day course is comprised of hands-on sessions related to public speaking, working with the media, and messaging. AFBF tells AgriMarketing.com with less than 2% of the population engaged in farming or ranching, honing outreach skills and connecting with a non-farming public in new creative ways is essential. Among those 15 graduates was Washington State's own Sarah Howard. There's something much scarier than jack-o'-lanterns when it comes to imported pumpkins, invasive species. According to AgWeb.com, during a recent inspection, Customs and Border Protection ag specialists intercepted flower longhorn beetles in a shipment of pumpkins from Costa Rica. While in their larva stage, the beetles can bore beneath a tree's bark, potentially damaging healthy trees. In last year's daily average, CBP seized over 4,400 prohibited plant, meat, animal byproducts, and soil samples and intercepted 319 insects. Pests at ports of entry. Cold weather in Idaho and heavy rains in the Red River Valley in North Dakota and Minnesota will affect how many table stock potatoes those regions have this season. The Packer.com reports the weather prevented harvest in some regions. The extent of the crop loss in Idaho is unknown, but some fields won't be harvested while others will be harvested only because of insurance requirements. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.